With regards to the lesson from the Quran Kareem, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the sixth juz of the Quran Kareem, after Surah An-Nisa, comes the Surah Al-Ma'idah. The beginning of the Surah starts, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. O people of Iman, fulfill your promises. أَقْدٌ means a knot that has been made. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Almighty Allah had revealed a similar command to the people of the Kitab. Ya Bani Israel, Almighty Allah said to the Banu Israel, that remember the favors I had sent upon you. Almighty Allah then said, وَأُوفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ, that you fulfill what you have promised, and I will fulfill what I have promised. In this verse of the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah addresses the people of Iman. أُوفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ, that knot that you have tied, one is the knot with Almighty Allah. Already before coming in this world, a knot was tied when Almighty Allah asked every soul, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Rabb? And all seeing the brilliance, the beauty of Almighty Allah replied, definitely, how can such a question be asked? How can it not be? Then with the kalima, لا إله إلا الله, this act again was tied. Muhammadur Rasulullah, a knot was tied, that besides Almighty Allah, our eye will go to none else. That's why we say in Surah Al-Fatiha, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, it will be towards you that we will search for help, look for help, only towards you. Muhammadur Rasulullah was a knot that was tied, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's every word, every action, his surat, his sirat, everything will be taken to heart. Everything will be accepted. Everything will be put on the eye, on the mind, on the heart. It will be his life that will become our life. It will be his way. For which reason ulama have written that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam initially said to the Arabs, I am only asking you for one kalima that you read. If you will read this one sentence, one phrase, the Arab and the non-Arab will all submit to you. On hearing that, they said, for such great power, one phrase, we are ready to read 10 phrases. What is that phrase? But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, read La ilaha illallah, they were not ready at all. One reason was they understood it's not just a mere phrase, this is a knot. This is a pact that is being made with Almighty Allah. There are demands of this year. You have to give up your ways, your customs. You have to give up the ways of your forefathers. It is a promise that you have made with Almighty Allah. So one is the promise that man has made with Allah. And then all the other promises that man makes. The beginning of the surah is, fulfill those promises that you have made with Almighty Allah. Regarding the promises Almighty Allah speaks, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, that the promise is not only being taken from you, it was taken from many before you. But the people before, many of them could not live up to the demands of the promise. That is why the Ahlul Kitab no longer are the selected servants of Almighty Allah. One group became Al-Maghdoob Alayhim, the anger of Allah fell on them. Another became Al-Dhaleen, they went off the path. From them also a promise was taken. And the promise was unique, that Almighty Allah said, you do what you have to do. وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمْ إِثْنَيْ عَشَرَ نَقِيبًا, 12 leaders were selected amongst them. The promise was taken. Almighty Allah promised them that if you fulfill what you have to do, I will fulfill what I have promised. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ, Almighty Allah said, I will be with you. لَيْنَ قَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةَ, you do what you have to do. If you will perform salah, if you will give the zakah, if you will believe in my messengers, if you will aid them, وَأَقْرَدْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرَضًا حَسَنًا, if you will be ready to give money for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah referred to it as a loan. If you will be ready to take out your money and give it over to Almighty Allah, لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, my side of the promise is, the mistakes, the errors you will make, I will wipe it away. وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ, I will enter you into gardens under which rivers will flow. So the promise is from both sides. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ, after this act that has been made, will now make kufr, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Indeed, he has gone off the path. Almighty Allah says, فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ. But they broke the promise they made with Almighty Allah, because of which the curse of Almighty Allah fell on them. Almighty Allah then says, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ. Then we also took a promise from those who call themselves today Christians. فَنَصُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. But they forgot a great portion of which they were reminded of. Meaning a lot of the laws that had come to them, they just turned away from it. فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. As a punishment for them breaking that promise they made with Almighty Allah, we made divisions among them. We made enmity among them. They broke up into different churches, each church ready to kill the other church. وَسَوْفَ يُنَبِّئُهُمُ اللَّهِ. And that wasn't the real punishment. In this world it's only a taste. Almighty Allah says, another day is coming where we will inform all of them of the actions that they had done. Meaning everyone broke the promise that they had made with Almighty Allah. When does a person break a promise? On this path, Almighty Allah has made it such that the demand of the person walking on the path is he has to walk like a slave. He is not a prince on this path. Almighty Allah, however, in His kindness, rewards the slave more than any master rewards the slave. Sometimes, unfortunately, it happens that on seeing the great rewards that are falling on him, the great honor that is bestowed upon him, the great praise that is made for him, for the previous nations, Almighty Allah would say, and وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ, I have given you honor over all the nations. For this ummah, Almighty Allah said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ, you are the best of all nations. Sometimes when those praises are heaped on a slave, then unfortunately it happens, may Allah save us all, that the slave starts thinking he's not a slave, rather he's a prince. He starts thinking that these are not gifts that are falling on me, rather it's a birthright. He starts thinking that paradise is not something that Allah has honored me with, rather it's something I am deserving. The people of the past, when this nature came of theirs, of thinking they are princes, thinking that they are deserving of everything, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ. Then with great honor they would say, we are the sons of Almighty Allah. By sons they meant like we are the prince, we are the selected. How a father has to do everything for his son, he will never punish his son. وَأَحِبَّاءُ, we are the most beloved of Allah. They forgot that they were only slaves in the spot. قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْ يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. They were told, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, say to them, that if you are really so selected, then why do you think Allah will punish you? All of them were very scared of death. Rather, you are nothing but man, which Allah has created. There's no prince in this path. Allah forgives those who He wants. Allah will punish those that He wants. No one on this path should think he's beyond the punishment of Almighty Allah. He is the one that is selected. He is the one that can walk in a manner that I can do what I want. When this nature of a prince comes into an individual and he forgets he's nothing but a slave who has made a promise with Almighty Allah, his nature becomes bold. His nature becomes rude. He's not ready to submit and fulfill his side of the promise. He only wants Almighty Allah to fulfill what Allah has promised. Almighty Allah gives an example of this. He says, remember the time when Nabi Musa alayhi salam said to his people, اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم, remember the favors of Allah upon you. اذ جعل فيكم انبياء, that amongst you He made Nabis, so many anbiya, and He made you kings of the people. وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, He has given you things which He has not given the rest of the world. So Almighty Allah fulfilled His side, His promise that He made, He fulfilled it. Now it's your time to fulfill. يَا قَوْمِ ادْخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. He said, the land that Allah has written for you, it was called the land of Sham, the land of Al-Aqsa. That land you will have to now enter it. وَلَا تَرْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِكُمْ. The time has come for you to fulfill your side of the promise. Now it's not the time to turn back and run. Otherwise, you will lose out everything. But because their nature was that Allah must do, we are like princes on the spot. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمًا جَبَّارِينَ They said, when they heard of the enemy that was on the other side, they said, they are very strong and oppressive people living in that land. وَإِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا حَتَّى يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا We will never enter it until these people come out themselves. So rude they were, they said, إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا As long as they are there, we are not going to go. فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ They had seen Almighty Allah destroying Fir'aun once. Now they were bold. They said, how Allah destroyed Fir'aun, we never have to fight. You and your Allah go. فَقَاتِلَا You'll go and fight on behalf of all of us. إِنَّا هَاهُنَا قَائِدُونَ We will sit here and wait. That was the nature of what a prince is. Like how a son talks sometimes when he becomes lazy. They forgot that they were mere slaves. Almighty Allah destroying Fir'aun was not a right of theirs. It was a gift that Allah had given. But when the slave starts seeing the gift as a birthright, he becomes bold in his nature. Almighty Allah gives another example. وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa salam's two sons. It was the system, it was the command of Almighty Allah at the beginning of creation. Hawa radiallahu anha would give birth to twins. So from the one pair, boy and girl, they could not marry each other. The next pair, boy and girl, the boy from one will marry the girl from the other. And in this way the progeny of the world would spread. One son's name was Qabil. He found his sister to be perhaps more beautiful than Habil's sister. He was not ready to marry the sister of Habil. He felt that he is like how you will say in a normal system. If it's the father who's the king, then his son is the prince, then his son, you call it the grand prince, the grandson. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was Almighty Allah's most selected. Habil had a very simple, had a very the nature of a slave. Qabil did not have it. Qabil had a demanding nature. What I want is what will go. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam explained to him the law of the Sharia, that it is not possible for you to marry who you want to. Rather, it's the decision of Almighty Allah. He was not happy with that. He was a little rude to his father. Nabi Adam alayhi salam felt it's best to stay out of this matter. He said to his two sons, no problem. Both of you all put some sacrifice in front for Almighty Allah. And the one who sacrificed Almighty Allah accepts, he will marry this, the girl that both, the one that was supposed to be married to Habil, but Qabil wanted to marry. إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا When both of them put forward a sacrifice, it was accepted from one, it was accepted from Habil. وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ The fire came and took away the sacrifice of Habil. It did not take, it did not touch the sacrifice of Qabil. That was a sign that this is not accepted. A slave normally, when he sees that Almighty Allah is not accepting his sacrifice, the demand of slavery is you fall down and you start crying. But this was not a slave. He was demanding his right, what he felt. Because Allah Tabaruk Tala never took it, it made him even more angry. That is how a prince speaks. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught the ummah how to make dua. He even said, persist in your dua, persist in your dua, but persist like a slave. How the beggar comes, he's by one window, you tell him sorry, he comes by the other window, he persists. But no one ever has a demanding attitude, that you must give me, and if you don't give me, I'll spit in your face, I'll become angry with you. Almighty Allah save us all. Our attitude with Almighty Allah in this path must always remain as a slave. When he saw that Almighty Allah did not accept, he understood that his desire to marry who he wanted was not going to be fulfilled. He said to his brother, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ I will kill you. His brother said to him, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهِ How could you even think Almighty Allah was going to accept your sacrifice? Because you know Almighty Allah only accepts from the people of taqwa. But that was not sufficient for him to understand and to start crying and to fall in sajda. Rather he became worse. Mufassirin mentioned that so angry he became with the decision of Almighty Allah, that he left Nabi Adam alayhi salam and he went out into the world. Some have written that he fell into the worship of the fire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that after he killed his brother Habil, every killing that will take place in the world, one part of the punishment will fall on his soldiers, because he was the first one who initiated killing in the world. So this is when a person takes a nature of what is called a prince on the spot. Rather, it is nothing but a slave. This is one message that is given in the surah. Now the job of a slave, that as the command of Almighty Allah comes, a slave must be ready to fulfill. Almighty Allah has been given and Almighty Allah will continue giving. Almighty Allah speaks about the principles of being a slave. Principle number one, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O people of Iman, fear Allah. This is a slave. A prince doesn't really fear the king. He understands the king loves me. He understands when the king dies, I am going to become the king. He doesn't really walk with fear. He walks with pride in the world. The people of Iman were told, you are a slave. Every day, every second, fear Almighty Allah. Because if the master becomes angry with the slave, no matter how valuable other people think the slave is, the slave understands my value means nothing in front of the master. One day the master becomes angry with me, I will fall from my height and I will never be allowed on this path again. O people of Iman, fear Allah. وَبْتَخُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ. The second is, never ever think that you have something within you that makes you the beloved, that makes you the selected. Rather, continue searching for those things which will keep you close to Almighty Allah. Those things, number one, is a'mal. Carry on doing good actions, because it is good actions that will draw the mercy of Almighty Allah upon you. وَبْتَخُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ. Carry on sitting and asking the du'as of the people who you regard as the pious selected servants of Allah. Because it is the nazar, the tawajjuh, the glance of Almighty Allah upon them that will also fall upon you. Carry on doing actions like charity, making somebody else smile, because the du'a of that weak person, the du'a of that orphan, the du'a of that widow may make your work get done. This is the job of a slave. He himself understands, I have nothing. So every day he searches for something to keep me in the shadow, in the mercy of my master. وَبْتَهُ إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ. And then be ready to make efforts in the path of Almighty Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. If you move in this path, there is great hope that you will find full success. May Almighty Allah bless us all, that we walk this path as a slave, we live as a slave, we pass away as a slave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the highest in this quality of being the abd, the servant of Almighty Allah. When Almighty Allah then praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was this very word that was praised, abduhu, the servant, the slave of Almighty Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed his slavery in so many ways. Even when eating, his wife radiallahu anha said, should I not put behind you a cushion that you can just lean on it? Immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went front. She says he went so front that his head was like touching the ground, very close to sajda. At that moment then he said, I am nothing but the slave of Almighty Allah. I sit like a slave, I eat like a slave. May Almighty Allah bless us all with the qualities of being the slave of Almighty Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.